Welcome to OlaTalks.com Business Startup Edition here. My name is Ola. Today's topic is what is a good small business to start at home? Great question. I have an email question here and I would like to dive into it, shall we? Hi Ola, I'm a single mother of three and I've been inspired in the past 2 to 3 years to launch a business. Congratulations to you. My kids are growing a bit older, but the oldest is still a sophomore in high school. Now, first of all, respect to you. If you're a single mother, you're taking care of three kids. That's a big deal. I got two here, and my wife is not a single mother. And, you know, so kudos to you. Congratulations to you. I applaud you. The good news is that it's going to be very rewarding if you keep going. All right? Because single mothers... that's a big deal anyway. You know, I think women are superhumans anyway. But anyway, let's keep going here. With this limited information, knowing that I have limited time, yes, you do. What is a good small business to start at home? I have a few ideas, but I thought I should ask you before I jump in. I am also limited on investment capital. Any help would be appreciated. Thanks. All right, so I'm going to give you the same answer. Okay, because some of you need to hear it over and over again. I use the formula SMS. And what that means is services. I always lead with services. Services like bring value to the table for somebody and they'll pay you money all day long. Okay, services, that's S, the first S. The second M is marketing. Okay, if you learn how to market, how to spread a message about a cost, about a goal, about a big deal about a company, about somebody's product, if you can spread the word, if you know how to promote, you can sell that as a services to companies that don't have the time, to business owners that don't have the time to do that. So that's marketing. So it's a real skill that you can make a lot of money in a leveraged way over time. The third one is sales. If you master the heart of sales, it's a heart. It's not a science. It's a heart. But when you get good at it, you get good at it. And you can become one of the highest paid people in the world. The highest paid people in the world are in sales, okay? Every millionaire, every billionaire are salespeople. They know how to sell. They know how to orchestrate sales. They know how to reverse engineer sales. So I use the formula SMS, services, marketing, and sales. Now, let me go back to services for a second. You can also think about services in terms of value. If you bring value to the table for individuals, entities, they are usually willing to pay you a little fee for that. But here's the thing, okay? Depending on what your goals are, if you're trying to build a business system, then you definitely want to use the formula called the ILDT, invest, learn, do, and teach. Yes, you know how to do it, right? You know how to serve people. You know how to clean someone's shoes. But what happens when you apply the ILT, invest, learning, and teaching it? You apply leverage, okay? So I have a friend who literally was doing a math. She was doing a math, okay, on Snapchat. She's probably going to watch this, and I hope she watches it so she can learn from it. And she was a photographer, a videographer, and she was saying, if you're running a business, you need to calculate how much hours you're actually spending on the road or doing it, and then divide that by how much you're making. And then you may find out that you're making less than minimum wage. It's true for most small businesses, most people that get stuck in the S quadrant, like Robert Kiyosaki says, right? So you have the investment quadrant, you have the B for business quadrant, you have the S for superhuman, self-employed quadrant, and you have the E for the employees quadrant, right? And where you want to be is the I and the B, because you're making money from systems. You're making money from more than 24 hours in a day. It sounds ridiculously impossible, but it is true. Bill Gates makes more than 24 hours and allows him to make in a day because he has a system that continues to work even when it's fast, fall flat out sleep, right? Even when he's fast asleep, he's continuing to make money. He makes money every second because he makes money from a business system. The way you turn your craft into a business system is by applying ILDT. You know how to do it, but there's only so much you can do because you only have 24 hours in a day. But when you apply invest into education, of course, invest time and possibly money. Obviously, investing in yourself is always key. right? That's the I, right? The L is learning. You're learning more, right? And then you teach. Because the reason why you want to teach, the reason why you're learning is so you can teach it. When you teach other people how to run your same type of business, not only can you teach more than one person at a time, they can become apprentices. You can sell courses. You can sell memberships. You continue to invest in learning. You can continue to teach it. And you can continue to sell memberships to other people in the world, billions of people in the world that can use learning from your same craft. And then you're leveraged. Then you apply leverage. So leverage equals to ILDT. ILDT. Of course, you want to do it. But you don't have to do it because there are professors out there that don't, you know, I actually spoke to one of them a few days ago that have never run a business before or know how to run a business, but they're teaching it, okay? They have a PhD and they're teaching this stuff for years upon years, right? So you are actually better because you do it. ILDT, invest, learn, do, and teach. That's how you apply leverage into whatever your craft is. When you apply leverage, then you can sleep and you can still make money. Another way to do that is by leveraging digital platform. Like, for example, you could be watching this video and I could be fast asleep, all right? And I set the video up in a way that will continue to attract people that may have the same question: what is a good small business to start at home? And you can start a business at home like that, okay? So you have a craft, you have something that you really love to do, right? Apply ILDT to it, invest, learn, do, and teach it, and then monetize that, and then you can simply do that from home, okay? And eventually, you don't have to leave your house. So as a photographer, a videographer, she didn't have to leave the house after a point. If she's taught quite a few people and those people take on, she doesn't have to leave the house. She's done it. She could do it for just 5 years of her life and then continue to teach it, right? And she could do it at leisure if she wants, maybe at her baby's birthday stuff. But then she could do a good job, build a portfolio of just taking pictures of things in the surroundings, never have to travel if she doesn't want to. All she was missing was the ILT, right? She wasn't learning it more and more enough to be able to teach and then create a platform where she can teach people even while she's asleep, okay? She can sell courses online. She can sell books about this craft, right? And she can still do what she loves, but not have to wait until she becomes a millionaire trying to do it on her own 24 hours per day. It's called leverage, okay? So you can start a small business the same way from home. You can start a small business with the SMS, like I said, services, marketing, and sales. That's the formula right there. But on the services end of things, or marketing or sales, eventually you want to build a team, okay? You want to build others. Okay, you want to build others. That's leverage. And a lot of people are afraid of teaching others what they know how to do. Big mistake. Big, big mistake. Okay, people, at the very minimum, you should be selling it. You should sell your proprietary ideas, you know. If it's that good, you can sell it. Okay, but keeping it to yourself doesn't help you. It's like keeping money under the pillow. It makes no sense, right? So that's my answer for you. If you want me to help you further, all you have to do is send me an email at ask@allatalks.com, or you leave a comment below. You want a faster answer, you want to get a hold of me, my contact information, go through the link that you see right here on this screen, allatalks.com/mastermind. When you get there, you will download my free PDF on the 15 steps to six figures. You also be able to attend a free class, and you have access to over $11,000 of free value. And that's what I have for you on this episode. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated, and I will see you on the next one. Peace.